Shoes.
The shoes.
We got shoes.
Okay, let me put some stuff on them. That's going to be the temperature reader by the shoes, and then this one's going to be a control further from them to see if the temperature changes or if there's any movement.
So, has anyone attached these shoes? Can I touch the shoes? Will you get mad? Hi, I'm J9 from Two Faces Podcast, and I'm here at Cemetery Pope, Curiosities and Oddities. And we were just walking around wondering if maybe there's something haunted that lurks in the store.
Okay, so let's see if anything moves the bar.
Got a weird smell. Well, if you're here and you want to respond, respond with a number if you can.
100.
What?
Oh my God. Okay.
What does that number mean?
Couch.
Couch.
Oh my God.
I'm by this couch right here.
It's right behind the couch.
I love that it brought you back over.
Okay. Are you standing by me?
Yes.
What? Oh no. We were curious ourselves to see if some of their oddities might be haunted. So stick around and we'll let you know. Make sure that you subscribe to Two Faces Podcast and Cemetery Pope on Instagram. So you want to do it in the middle here or by that thing?
What do you think?
You ready?
Totally. You can provoke away and see if anything responds to you hollering it out at me.
You provoke. You start it.
Is there anything here that wants to talk to us? That might want to touch any of these objects? This one said no.
No? Were you mad that your stuff was moved and put in the store?
So if we see a yellow T-minus on either of those, then there's a temperature drop in one. So this one's like two REM pods, one for yes and one for no. And this is the bar that one side is yes and one side is no if something touches either side of the bar.
Like I'm drawn to the items? And they were the first thing that I was actually really drawn to when I first came here, but it could just be because I like them. You know what I mean? But
I think just because they're cool. Oh, this one just gave another no. So there's a bunch of no's on this one now. Is there some reason why all the no's as we were? Maybe as we were about to give up on this area, do you want to tell us more? It was weird. Oh, another no.
Are you the one responsible for making things move around and fall off the shelves? I don't get anything. Is there something here that's making things fall off the shelf or move in the middle of the night? Can you let us know? Give us a sign on one of these machines? I was actually drawn to this, that comb for some reason. Oh. This one right here. Oh, well that's me.
Well, let's set the comb maybe there and set this by it. The yes, no bar is the only thing that's gotten any responses so far, so we're gonna lean on it. And I'll see in the log on the laptop every time I reset it, so I'll know it's a new area. Okay, we're seeing a bunch of no's, but let me reset it just in case. It's freshly zeroed. It's so funny, it's being so adamant about no's there for a minute. Okay, so what's the deal with this brush is give us a yes if there's something intelligent around this brush. Push on the yes side of the bar for us.
No.
Another no.
So who was your owner? I was picking up on something attached to that brush. Is there something here, something you want to let us know? Do you like that people put your items in this store? Are you happy about that?
The beep on this, but no new news.
I was drawn to this snake. I don't want to touch it because it scares me. For some reason, I was really drawn to this snake.
Let's put the yes no by it. So I took the lavalier mic audio and just cranked the loudness of it and then ran it through this auto captioning plugin captionator that generates text from what it hears. And I got C dies rickling a ton in the quiet parts, but only in this area, not through the whole project.
Those shoes could have been used to treat rickets. I wonder if they're talking about rickets, because that's a condition I think that affects your bones. Like, it's like a lack of vitamin D.
So if we look at where we first start picking up this C dies rickling in all the quiet spots, that starts right when we turned the lights off. That continues until you touch the shoes. This is my first time doing three cameras at once.
You're not even catching anything on the SLS.
No!
It's so quiet in here. I don't know, I'm not really picking up anything. I get the name Rebecca. Should we try the ovulus?
Definitely.
All right.
What if nothing gets started until the ovulus leads us to the right questions?
All right.
There was one yes over here at some point, but I don't know when.
I picked up on something over here. Can you give us some words to kind of follow? If there is or isn't, there's something you want to tell us. Who is knocking things off this top shelf over here? Nobody wants to talk.
Rebecca?
Rebecca, is that you? So I picked up on the name Rebecca. Who's Rebecca?
Entire.
Ooh, that's good.
Entire.
Entire. Hmm.
That's such a long time for the ovulus to not say anything to
me. I know.
Shoes.
The shoes.
We got shoes.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about those fellas. Okay, let me put some stuff on them.
Are these shoes attached to anybody? Anybody want to reach out to us or tell us anything?
That's going to be the temperature reader by the shoes, and then this one's going to be a control further from them to see if the temperature changes or if there's any movement.
So, is anyone attached to these shoes? Can I touch the shoes? Will you get mad? Oh, that's you.
Sorry,
I'm scared. I thought it was the one over there.
3729. 30 is when you first touch the shoes. This part on, it just glitches and you can't pick up any more of the audio. For some reason, after the shoes are touched, it's just unable to get anything out of the audio.
So tell us more about the shoes. You directed us here by the shoes. What did you want us to know?
Okay, so let's see if anything moves the bar.
Kind of weird smell. Well, if you're here and you want to respond, respond with a number if you can.
100.
What?
Oh my God. Okay.
What does that number mean?
Okay, 100. Could you maybe tell us a little more about who you are? So tell us something a little bit more about who you are. Give us some words so we know. What are you trying to tell us? Brought us over here to the shoes. It said entire shoes. I don't know.
What does entire mean? Give us another word. Muster the strength. Tell us.
Can you tell us if you're male or female? Said no.
It keeps saying no.
Yeah. No.
So here's a stronger test. I'll lower the sensitivity of it and see if it still triggers. So now you have to work harder to say yes or no.
Why don't we put the cat balls down there to see if it can make the cat balls go off.
It gave me a no.
So should I put the cap like right here, or is that going to set the other thing off?
I mean,
it'll stop eventually, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Is there something you want to tell us? I didn't get anything else after that. Can you make any of the cat balls go off or any of the REM pods?
Couch.
Couch.
Oh my God.
I'm by it's, this it's couch right
behind,
here.
It's right behind the couch.
I love that it brought you back over.
Okay, so we're by the couch. What do you want me to do by the couch?
Okay, so this is clearly our spot.
Oh gosh. Okay, so what about the couch?
Spring.
Scary. Spring. Okay. So we're by the couch. You said the entire shoes. Where else do you want to bring me in the store? Is there another place you want me to go? Can you bring me to an item or something else? So you said couch and spring. Can you give us a sign that you're here and that you're communicating with us? Maybe let one of the cat balls go off or the REM pod.
Push on this bar for yes or no.
Well, we're gonna go soon, so you have to tell me where else would you like me to go in the store? You brought me to the shoes, you brought me to the couch. Where's the next place?
What is the deal with this area?
Tell us another place to go if you're here. Well, we're gonna leave now, so let us know. Are you Rebecca? Let us know if you're Rebecca. I picked up on the name Rebecca. Somebody, something with Rebecca over here. Let us know by lighting up one of the machines.
Oh, this just lit up.
What did?
Okay, we gotta.
Let us know if you're Rebecca. Who is Rebecca? So you said entire shoes, and then couch, and then spring.
What do these shoes mean? What happened with these shoes? These shoes had to have been really significant to someone. Are these Rebecca's shoes?
Where's the shoelace? Where's the other shoelace?
What did spring mean? The obelisk is being so dead now.
I know. Okay, well, we're gonna go. If you wanna tell us something one more time, we're gonna go. What about the couch? I'm right by the couch now.
Sit on it.
Damn, all the things are gonna come off. All right, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm sitting on the couch. Would you like to tell us who Rebecca is?
Oh, this one just moved again. Z, Y. Okay, you just bumped this device. What do you want to tell us? Give us another word.
We're gonna go soon.
Summon your strength for this, so you can communicate something.
Tell us anything you want to tell us. Are you the one that made things fall off the shelves?
What is the deal with these
shoes? The shoes and the couch.
Do we have to get angry?
That's the end. I'm yelling at it. Who are you?
Do something, you wussy. There's a couple moments, though.
Well, it said entire shoes.
And then I asked, you back to the couch.
Well, no, then I asked it to give me a number, and it did.
That was pretty rad.
And then it said the couch, which was right behind it.
Yeah, because of all the millions of words the obelisk can say to have it be 100 when you asked for a number.
I know. That's really weird.
Are the shoes tied?
One is, the other isn't.
Is it saying tire shoes and not entire shoes?
It just say, it said the word entire, and then it said shoes. And then I asked it like something like...
Oh, I didn't think of entire like that.
Like entire, like
tire. Yeah, entire, yeah.
Entire, definitely.
Well, the laces are missing.
One's got a lace and the other doesn't.
Do you want your other lace back? Is that what it is? Are you missing a lace? Where did your lace go? Well, we're gonna go, so if you wanna talk to us, let us know.
There's been multiple times when like that's when stuff started happening.
Yeah, so it's already gone.
Yeah.
Not to like give away our secret as we're, but we're actually leaving, so it's time to really,
Okay, that was
I got one more Y on this one. So, the four orange things have accelerometers, kind of like the cat balls, but like the one in your phone, but they weigh so little that they can be jostled a lot more.
Pierce.
Like Pierce Brosnan?
Is the name Pierce? Are we getting a name, or they want something Pierce?
Pierce. Could it be Pierce with putting the shoelaces in the holes? Are you trying to tell us more about the shoes? What do you mean by Pierce? Maybe the REM pod is going off now, finally.
Oh my god.
All right, let's go.
Somebody here? Or is your name Pierce? It could be a person's name.
Is Pierce the name? What do you want us to do with Pierce? What's the deal with the shoes?
Do you want us to pierce something? Are you talking about something pierced?
Do you see a yes or no on the block? Here, let me see if there's a history on it. No, it's the one end.
Is your name Pierce? Well, you let the REM pod go off a little bit. Are you
here? Yeah, summon energy. Whatever you did to make the REM pod start to chirp, whatever you did to get us excited, summon that energy again. Put it together for us.
Tell us what you want us to do with the shoe.
I told you you're going to be led to something different than what he was telling us about before.
Is your name Pierce? We're going to give you one more chance.
Put that energy together and do it.
Is your name
this
Pierce?
This one gave us a lie again.
So his name is Pierce?
Yes, I got a yes. So that's a yes on both of these.
So your name is Pierce? Yes. Did you see it said yes?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Can you give us another sign that you're here?
Yes. All right.
Okay, so if you're here, let one of the REM pods go off. Or maybe one of the cat balls.
Oh, God.
No?
I got a firm no on that. What is the deal with not wanting... Do you want to not use up your energy? Are we draining you? Do you have a limited amount of energy to put into this for us?
Are you standing by me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. Thank you for talking to us. We appreciate the energy that you're putting into this.
Standing by me right now?
Yes. Is it something with this little deer? Is that why we're getting more action next to this little deer fella? It's not a Y on that one. Maybe that's a yes. What's the deal with the deer?
Is your name Pierce?
Yes, I got a strong yes on the bar.
The deer?
Pierce? Deer?
Are you a deer?
Was this your deer? Are we talking to someone that cared about this deer?
Maybe the deer's name was Pierce?
We finally got some responses around this deer.
I think the person named Pierce owned the shoes.
Very likely.
Maybe. I got the name Rebecca, and then we got the name Pierce.
Can you put just enough energy into giving us one more word about this deer? Why does it have gold nails?
I don't think it's the deer.
Maybe you're right. You're always right about such things. We got a lot of yeses around the deer, though. Is there some connect? No. I got a no on the bar.
I'll put you by the shoes.
One more word. Pierce?
Any more signs?
Yes. I got a yes. I got a yes on the bar. They say every time you say someone's name, they're alive again for a moment. I got another yes.
Is your name Pierce?
Do you want us to say your whole name? Yes. I got another yes.
If you're here, give me a place to go where you would like me to stand.
No.
No. Okay.
No, a couple no's in a row.
No.
Okay, so stay here, apparently.
Do you want us to stop communicating with you? Okay.
No. I got a no.
Is there something about a spring in the couch? You're saying spring and couch.
Yes.
Okay, Pierce, well, we're going to say goodnight if you don't want to talk to us.
No. That's funny. This went from totally dead for like an hour.
Ovilus, off.
To finally doing some yes-nos.
Well, this is your last chance. If you want to tell us something, tell us something. Sum up this whole thing. Tell us about the shoes and the couch.
Yeah. What's the rest of the story? What are we missing? What do you want to tell?
Maybe they're upset because they don't have the entire shoes. Like, the laces are missing.
I wonder if that's a something bothering the situation. Yes!
Fear.
Fear? I got a yes on the bar when you said that. Like, no. No. What if it's two things?
Fear.
So this said fear.
Did you die in the spring?
Yes.
Oh. Would you like to tell us anything else?
No. 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 Yeah, that fits with your thinking that's apprehensive. That was a lot of no's.
Yeah. All right, well, give us one more word before we go.
Fear. Is there anything we can say? Like, but to help you be not afraid anymore? Yes. Is there anything we can say? Don't be afraid.
Tell us what you fear.
You're safe now. You're actually safe, so you don't need to be afraid now.
I think that's it.
Oh, I want a conclusion.
I know. Tell us one more thing.
Hey, Pierce, if there was one word you want to say, what word would it be right now?
No.
No.
It seems
right,
like
Pierce.
It takes a lot of energy to
I'm giving up
them.
On you, Pierce.
So usually when we have a lot of activity that's able to respond, the REM pod's also going off, and the REM pods are super dead here, except for that little trickle.
Well, we could try this one. Jeez. Makes so much noise. Okay.
It's funny that it's not doing any voices right now.
Is that your
Is that
Gage?
You, Gage?
No.
Really?
Did you step
Do you know
by
which
some?
One that was?
No. I just started hearing something over here.
Uh-oh. It seems like different entities like different things. I wonder if this one likes that.
App. What went off?
Was it this REM pod here? I don't remember where the third one is, where the other two are. Was it over here?
I was just walking down this and then going that way and I just heard it.
Did you hear it to your left, Gage?
I heard it behind me all the way over there where you guys were. Ah.
That's crazy. Well, we're gonna go. So if anyone wants to communicate with us, let one of these tools go off.
Oh, I heard a beep.
Right where you are?
No, but I just heard a beep.
Oh.
I put one in the corner, I think, over there. There is this one.
There's one over here.
Was it this thing?
I think that's it.
We're
not getting anything.
So there's one of the REM pods.
Don't.
Oh wait, what was that? Because that's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
These ones make the same sound, the rectangly clear ones. There's one more of the new REM pods that I don't remember where to put it. No temperature movements at all. Hmm. Like no temperature drops or anything. It's funny, like, I always think of the Necrophonic app as like really random, but it just did like no words that time.
I know, everything's just like done. It's just so quiet.
It's almost like rebelliously so.
Thank you for joining us. Make sure that you check out Cemetery Pulp in Las Vegas. You could look them up on Instagram and Facebook. We want to thank the owners of Cemetery Pulp for letting us come in and check out to see whether their place is haunted or not. And subscribe to Two Faces Podcast here on YouTube.